As voters head to the polls, the disparate impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic are top of mind for many, as are the racial inequities baked into every aspect of American society. Taryn Villa is employed at the Pueblo of Jaimez Department of Education and is working towards his master's degree in public administration at the University of New Mexico. He spoke with KUNM for our Voices Behind the Vote series.
My name is Taryn Villa, and I am an enrolled member of the Pueblo of Jaimez, one of the 19 Pueblos here in the state of New Mexico. I'm 24 years old. I enjoy running, pinyon picking, going to the fields as we practice our traditional agrarian life here in Jaimez. I really appreciate having conversations and being amongst relatives, which the access to my relatives has been impacted by this pandemic. I've been in various efforts to secure food materials needed by families, as our communities and the Pueblos have been some of the most infected. Income insecurity, food insecurity, housing security have been some things that I've been thinking about as I am looking to who are the people I'm going to support. The races that I'm paying attention to are the CD2 congressional seat, CD3, and the U.S. Senate race. Some things that I wish that they would be talking about more is racial justice, not being afraid to take it head on from a historical perspective, from a minority indigenous person of color lens. We've had genocide, slavery, Jim Crow laws. We've had so many different movements trying to address the original sins of this nation. And on the surface level, congressional members do have the conversation about it. But when it comes to what are the policy steps that are going to be taken, those are things that have yet to be discussed at this time. But I do know how important the judges are. In 2018, we've seen the decision from Judge Sarah Singleton in Yazzie Martinez versus State of New Mexico on how important it's been for Indigenous peoples and Hispanics, English language learners. So it is important that people are aware of what types of judges will be on the ballot, because if we're looking to address educational inequities, for instance, they can be an avenue towards beginning that conversation.
That was Taryn Villa, a graduate student at UNM who works at the Pueblo of Jaimez Department of Education. Find more of our Voices Behind the Vote series and election coverage at KUNM.org.